for being here, but I know some people may not be here. Some people who are fighting for the light or are not going to be here. So I'm bringing this up because I know that it's a tough question to look at and to ask and say, you know, not everyone makes it at the end. So hypothetically speaking, what can people do if they're not going to be here, if they're not going to make it to the end? How can they help others that are? How can they provide assistance to others who are clearly destined to be here and make it through this Kali Yuga and to lead humanity to another golden era?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, again, I have to disagree with your premise. Everyone's going to be here, but not all will be in a body. And you're actually more awake and you see more of what's here when you're actually not in a body. The body limits you to what the senses can perceive. But your soul, when you have an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience, you can be anywhere and everywhere because it's quantum interconnectedness and the soul goes wherever its thoughts go. There's no limits. And then beyond that, in God consciousness, you are omnipresence itself. So there's no going, no leaving, and there's nowhere to go because this is it.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. And so,
but the power of awakened consciousness will necessarily create the most beautiful world for itself. And that's what's about to happen. But it has to be awakened fully first.
Masa, thank you. I was referring to, like, I guess, being in the physical body about that. And when I've had this experience lately, and I don't know if this is with other people, Shinamote, where I look at the world and I see that there's evil being done. And I think when good people do nothing, that the evil just kind of grows and becomes more emboldened. However, I have noticed that when I call out the evil, I'll push it out and I'll call it out. But then I'll get the reverberation from it. And I'll say, oh my goodness, because, you know, the whole premise that we're all one consciousness, one being, it's like I feel the energy that I put out. And I'm sure other people who are sensitive are probably feeling it as well. So is there a guide or some ways that you can call out the evil, you can push back against evil, you can frighten the evil while at the same time not dealing with the ramifications, the repercussions of having it come back to hit you? Or is that just something where it's like, hey, you know, if you're in this fight, that's just part of the rules. We're one consciousness, one being, we're points of attraction, all within the same conscious being. And that's just how it is. But I do it. I know I'm going to get the kickback on it. But I feel at the same time, I'd rather take that than not say anything, because I feel not saying anything just empowers and emboldens the evil. Musty.
Well, first of all, what frightens the evil most is the realization that evil is unreal. It really has no existence. It's a shadow. It's not a thing. It's the lack of an awakened presence. That's what creates evil. It's that fall into the illusion that we're just a body rather than pure spirit that is the cause of all evil intentions. But when you get to those higher levels, you realize there is no evil, actually, because it is serving a function, a purification function. In the same way that the bacteria that eat a decomposing corpse, they get rid of it, they actually purify it. And there are other bacteria that eat oil spills, and there are others, right, that eat other things that no one will. The ravens, you know, and the hawks that will eat the carrion. So it's a purification, a process that nature does. And nature now is going to purify the entire cosmos of evil through its natural, supernatural, as well as the actions of technology that are bringing about not only a death, which is what most people see, but also a rebirth. Because the evil is destroying itself. And so we don't need to resist it. We just need to not be affected by it and be out of range of its jurisdiction. And the only way to do that is to belong to the good. And when we do that, there's no fear of the evil, and the evil has fear of its own annihilation by that higher power.